we had a mild, restless spirit in the house who was stuck.
I called them up, say, please, I want video meeting now.
My cat is right there and is not interested. He's so not interested.
Someone had told the dog she was gonna die.
For me to feel the energy, and it's also in sync with what they say.
But then animal spirit, we are talking about a spirit that is essentially an animal. So maybe it's a nature spirit.
Is anyone here? What did you find? Burning.
You are listening to Supernatural Confessions.
Supernatural Confessions is a safe space for anyone who have had a paranormal encounter and want to be able to tell their story to a community who will not ridicule them. Some of us have experienced the unexplainable ourselves, while the rest of us simply enjoy listening to ghost stories. If you or someone you know have had an encounter to share, get in touch with us through our website, supernaturalconfessions.com. This episode is more complex and fringy compared to our usual episodes with familiar themes and tropes. Our guest today is an animal communicator, and she shares with us how she can speak with certain animals when they are close to death. We also have a touching confession sent to us by a confessor who almost lost a dog to a lingering ghost in their house. And in the other confession, we have a dog who can bestow visions to an animal communicator about a spirit loitering outside their house. All this and more on this podcast episode of Animals Have Spirits, only on Supernatural Confessions. Enjoy. Good Friday evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Friday Night Live. This one is the animal episode.
The minimal episode.
the last one we talked about flaming kittens and all. This episode, we're going to go a little bit deep. Not many of you would have heard of this a skill even. Animal communicator.
Even I also blur. So I'm looking forward to a deep dive with our very special guest who's going to tell us all about it. So this is quite, I think it's going to be a major eye-opener for me and hopefully for some of you guys as well. All right.
Because we say that, you know, in this season of Friday Night Live, we want to educate, we want to go deeper, we want to really bring you things that you may not have heard of before. And I'm glad I'm even managed to stump Jonathan. Not easy thing to do, yeah.
Let's see, okay? Someone just asked a very funny thing. So Never Never is asking, will Jonathan bring his cat to the show? So I was going to bring my cat to the show, but for two reasons, I won't. Number one, they're eating and they can't be bothered anymore. And number two, I'm very scared that Petrina will tell me something horrifying about my cat. Then I'll be like traumatized, you know. So just in case, I don't want to know. I'd rather be ignorant for the moment. But lots of people in the group. Ooh, okay, very exciting. Okay, today we cannot solve the biggest mystery of every week, which is who was the first. Okay, because thanks to updated YouTube algorithms, we cannot see who is first anymore. But if you guys were here early enough to see who was first, please let us know. All right, but welcome to
Dex,
all the regulars.
Dex, who's before you, Dex? Because Dex says, okay, bro. So he's probably responding to somebody.
Yeah, Dex is the first one we can see, but I have no idea how much was before that.
Then Jillian Fernandez. Who else do we have? Rai says, wow, I can never be first.
You have to come super early, okay, to be first, all right?
Maureen.
Yeah.
Maureen saw a cat spirit on CCTV. Maureen's a security guard.
Nice. Okay. Hello, Maureen. Anna May is here. Mm. And of course, our constant animal, of course, is Carlos Cole.
Rah!
And Alsatian is also an animal, although when Eugene pronounces it, it's Alsatian.
Alsatian. He never corrects me, you know, not once, you know, for like so many episodes that John was like, okay, bro, it's Alsatian, like the dog, okay, not Alsatian.
Yeah. My job is to correct you. Okay. Nikki, Frankie. Wow. Okay. Jeron. Hello, Jeron. Oh, okay. Shakatsi.
Shakatsi. Donnie Darwin. Daniel Sim. Oh, John, your mic is off. Can't hear you. Yeah, John, now you I cannot read lips. Your mic just doing it. Never pie pie lah. See lah. Cannot, still cannot hear you, Joe. Not Joe, bro. you might have to reboot maybe. Because somehow your connection just totally died on me. From my side, I can see that your mic is not even resonate. There's no spike at all, so totally gone. Anyway, while we wait for my beanie buddy to come back, let me say hi to the rest. Chua Elaine, I tak boleh tahan lah, Carlos. We have Candy Chia. Oh, Candy Chia's an artist, by the way, and a researcher as well. Oh, John, you're back. Still can't hear you. Did you kick the cable or something? Anjay, Anand Vijakuma. Oh, this is new. Arcturus 78. Hey, Paris Matra Lim. Are you sick? Yesterday you didn't look sick, but you look all okay yesterday. Alwin Sensei. And yeah, so I thank you so much about the singing bit. I didn't know if I'm gonna hit that high note, but I just went like tarik lah. Let's see lah, how it goes. Okay, Jill Chong. John still no. Can't hear you. Yeah. KK Heng. Okay, so not sure what happens to John. I'm trying to get him on. It's definitely not my side because I can still hear my guest talking to me. Sorry, folks. While we sort out this technical issue for a bit. On my side, I pie already to all the spirits here, so it's fine. Won't have any more. Tiabo. Ah, do it. Okay, so plagued by technical glitch once again. Yeah, still cannot hear John. I still can't hear him as well. Okay, so once again, today is about animal communicator, and one of the most prolific animal communicator on our group. Actually, there are two that I know of. One is Ash Go, and the other is Patrina Lim. So I have invited both of them. Patrina was supposed to come actually 2 weeks ago, but she was in hospital and she nicely gave me an MC. Yeah, so that was very nice of her. It's just so that I don't feel like she's just giving an excuse to bail out. And Ash Go as well. Ash Go is actually right now going through surgery, I think on Monday. So she's preparing herself, and I just want to send a big shout out to her and says, may the surgery go well for you and get well soon. One more thing I want to say, big shout out to this group of people. They have been very nice because they texted me and says, we watched Friday Night Live in a group and on Discord. So they just hang around and watch us. And they are, and I promise I will give them a shout out, they are Ashraf, Baby Carrot, Nicolma, N-I-C-O-L-D-M-A, Nicolma, Rotation, and Captain Kokap. Yeah, so if you're listening to us right now on Discord and on YouTube, please leave us a message, say hello. Well, if you're new here as well, first time listening to us on Friday Night Live, well, just say hello. We want to know who's in the clock says hi and New Year. Your backside, are you New Year? Zone Nava seems new. I don't recognize that name at all. And Imagine Malians. Since we are at this, why don't I say a quick thank you to our patrons? So we have new patrons this week. Thank you very much for joining us. Your contribution and your continued support has allowed us to grow and do a much better job. So thank you so much. This is our sentient entities. We have Chua Elaine. Oh, you may notice I just changed all the name in terms of their positioning. And this is by who joins first. So, although seniority, Chua Elaine, Alsatian Adrian Chua, Mco Grim, ZP Matt. Wandering Spirits, we have Karina J, Joel Go, Deborah Cornfield, Chia Keng To, VL, under Wrestler Souls tier, we have Si Chie To, Grace Chai, Candy Chia, Ron, Linda Hayden, Jackie Ong, and Kenny Polaris. Thank you very much. For those of you who are interested to join us as a Patreon, go to patreon.com/supernaturalconfessions. Or we also have Super Chats here on YouTube. We have this nice little dollar sign there. You can click on it, donate any amount that you like, and we will see it pop up right up. And if you want to leave us a message or you want us to read a question, because sometimes you just don't get to see your question, Super Chat us, a box up here, put in your questions, and we will get to it. So I can see John has been trying to reset a couple of times to no avail. What I'm going to do is I'm going to reset my sides. Let's see if that works out. So sorry, guys. Just be right back with you in under a minute.
Testing. Testing.
John?
No, cannot.
Ah, okay. John, I can hear you now.
You can't hear me?
Can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
Oh, okay. Yay. I don't know what I did, but okay.
Okay.
Yay.
Now you're back.
Yay. Okay. I dare not move now. I don't know. I do not know what happened. And I'm very glad my cat's not here, because my cat will fidget, and then everything will disconnect. Mm. So, okay, just as well.
Okay.
Okay. So, sorry. I heard all the intro to Super Chats and everything. Mm. So, I think tonight is going to be a good night for questions. Okay. So, if the questions come fast and furious, we will try to catch up as much as we can. But if you have a burning question, like the flaming kitty like that, then just put some money behind it and that will bounce it into our eyeballs. Okay. Mm. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the kind of questions we have tonight.
So, John, why don't you, tell us a bit about what today's topic is about?
So, animals and the supernatural. So, it's something that we've been curious about for a very long time. And we touched on it briefly earlier this season when we mentioned, when we talked about spirits coming in strange forms, right? And of course, animal forms are one of them. Throughout history, throughout all of mankind's imagination, animals have always played a big part. Partly because they are familiar to us, and so in a way they are a bridge to the unknown. On the other hand, they are also mysterious in many ways. So they are both familiar and strange, right? So of course everyone knows, on one level, animals are sensitive, right? Hypersensitive to these things. So animals can be an early warning system and things like that, can be a harbinger of something, right? But as we have shown in some of our earlier confessions, animals can also be vessels for all sorts of entities, whether it's, Jin, Eugene's favorite, right? Or whether it's all good or evil entities, right? You know, even as early as the Greek and Roman myths, gods would come in the form of animals, right? So I think they're quite a rich sort of menagerie of entities there. But today, we're going to explore a whole new level of animal and supernatural relationship, which is the question that whether or not animals have souls of their own, and if they do, how much like our human souls are they? Can they communicate like human souls would, right? Can they do other things? Do they reincarnate like human souls do? Is there an afterlife that they can look forward to?
I'm sure.
All of these questions, right?
All dogs goes to heaven, right?
Yes. I trust every cartoon I ever saw. Yeah, we want better proof of that than the cartoon. Mm. So that's why Patrina is here today to answer our questions. Mm. So start gathering your questions now, okay? And stand by, okay? We will unload all of them when Patrina appears. I saw a thing that popped by. KK Heng, best wishes to everyone under the weather, like Elaine and family, as well as Maitreya. Yeah, please take care, people.
The weather lah, so hot and all. Tahan. Really, no. Shower already, walk out already, start sweating already. It's
just don't come out of the shower. That's the answer. All right, so next week's show will be done from the shower.
That one you have to pay us extra.
Oh, that'll be full of super chat, okay?
Okay, shall we get to our very first confession for today?
Yes. All right. Our first confession is quite classic, right? Before we dive into the whole sort of Patrina's area of speciality, I thought we'll start off with one classic haunting and a super sensitive animal that plays a part in it.
This one, who's it? Marie Ho. Marie Ho, this actually confession came in about 2020.
Two years ago. 2 years ago. It's not during COVID.
Yeah. Okay.
But because Marie Ho, when she contacted me, she was... This confession went over a few days. Contacted me the first night, then the second night, the third night, because she walked me through the progress of what happened to her dog.
Ah, okay. Right.
It's actually on our blog, actually, with photos and everything. Nice. But I thought it's such a memorable story and so suitable for today's theme. I wanted to bring it back because a lot of viewers who just joined us in the last 2 years may not have heard of this before. So it'll be brand new for you guys.
I certainly haven't. So yeah, I'm glad. It's good to bring back the classics.
Yeah. This one is Haunted Home Almost Killed My Dog, Confession by Marie Ho. Okay. Don't worry. In early August, my partner and I moved into our home, an old condo, with our dog, Heidi, just before the Chinese Hungry Ghost Festival started. Heidi is a 14-year-old senior dog from Switzerland who doesn't act or look her age. Since she came to stay with me last year, she stole my heart and made me a dog person no one thought possible. The following Thursday, we woke up to find Heidi immobilized in her bed. She had peed in her bed, unable to stand up or walk. We tried to help her stand, but she collapsed right away. It was the first time she was like this, and her eyes looked so dazed, I thought we might lose her. We rushed her down to the vet for an emergency appointment. At the clinic, Heidi underwent almost every test possible. My usually timid dog turned aggressive and bit all the nurses. We had little choice but to sedate Heidi just to get the x-rays done. The x-rays showed that her stomach and heart were slightly enlarged, and the full blood test showed some elevated liver levels. But the results left us perplexed. There was no stroke, nothing to explain why she suddenly collapsed or what could cause a paralysis like this. The vet was hesitant to provide any answers then and arranged for us to come back the next few days for more checks. Fortunately for us, there was an animal communicator at the clinic, and the vet invited her into the room to speak with Heidi. Find out what was wrong. Basically, medically, there was nothing severely wrong to explain her sudden condition. The animal communicator spoke with Heidi and related her findings to us. Heidi seemed so far away. Heidi was scared and asked if it was really time for her to go, because someone had told her so. Heidi said she loved us very much and waited a long time for me to come into her life. She had been my partner's dog for 13 years, but got instantly attached to me since we met. I've never been much of an animal person and thought I could love a dog this much, but when I heard that, I broke down and cried even harder. At first, I thought it was the stress of moving house and adjusting to a new place, but with Heidi like this, I had no logical explanation. The brink of sounding crazy. I thought it could be something spiritual in the house or the room. The place had been left empty for a while before we bought it. It could explain why my partner had been having these consecutive long dreams of someone chasing him and waking up tired every morning. Heidi also seemed so lost in our new place, not wanting to come to our room. It was strange because she always wants to be near us and is used to sleeping in the room with us. The night before, we carried her into the room and placed her on the bed in the corner, only to have her wake up immobilized. I shared the incident with my sister and my family friend, and we arranged for a space cleanser to come in the next day. But we had to get through the night first. We carried Heidi home from the vet in tears. She was so limp and lifeless in our arms. Breathing was hard and labored, sometimes gasping. We had the 24/7 animal hospital number on speed dial, preparing ourselves for the worst. All I could do was put my hands on her and pray, "Please, please don't take her away from me this soon." That night, we slept with Heidi in the living room. There were two disturbances. First, she had a nightmare and was yelping in her sleep. Second, she had diarrhea and sweat all over herself. She just didn't have the strength to get up. She's a very shy dog, and you can tell she was so embarrassed. We hardly slept that night, waking up to pray over her or calm her down or clean her up. The space cleanser came the next day. It was a Friday morning. We shared briefly that it had been a very stressful time moving house, the consecutive dreams, and our dog going paralyzed. He walked around the house. First thing he said was that we had a mild, restless spirit in the house who was stuck and didn't know where to go. He went into the room and said there was a bed where our new wardrobe is, and the man had passed away there. It was peaceful, but the send-off was likely not done properly. We were stunned. We didn't tell him, but that was the exact area we had placed Heidi's old bed in, and she couldn't get up the next day. I guess it explained why Heidi was so uncomfortable in the room and preferred the living room. He started chanting and cleansing the house with incense and prayers, and all of a sudden, Heidi got up and started walking like nothing ever happened. She followed him everywhere in the house, just like her old self. He cleansed the house and said the spirit left by the main door. He gave us advice for keeping our home aura happy and harmonious, and an amulet to put under our pillow for restful sleep. That night, my partner slept like a log for the first time since we moved in. Heidi came into the room and slept on her new bed, this time in a different spot next to us. Her next day recovery was nothing short of a miracle, but we are still following up with regular vet appointments just to be sure. We tried tracking down the previous owner of the home but reached a dead end. I don't have a logical explanation for what happened, but I take it that we did a good deed. After this incident, many good things started happening. Things fell into place, life generally felt smoother. Above all, I'm just thankful to come back to a happy home and to have our dog back.
Thank you for listening to the Supernatural Confessions podcast. If you are enjoying the show and would like to support our efforts, you can help by giving us a 5-star review or by becoming a patron by signing up for a monthly membership fee that starts from as low as $5. Check out the perks at patreon.com/supernaturalconfessions. That's patreon.com/supernaturalconfessions. Or if you feel like showing a simple gesture of appreciation, you can buy us a cup of coffee or two at buymeacoffee.com/superconfess. And now, let's get back to the show.
It's so nice to hear a happy story once in a while.
I love the story. It's such a classic.
Yeah. I mean, okay, I'm very fascinated because clearly this haunting would have gone a totally different direction if the dog had not been there to sacrifice its health as an early warning system. Right? I mean, of course, it was very drastic, you know, and the dog took a big risk, right? But it did sort of, he was the front line. Okay, she, sorry, was the front line, you know, supernaturally speaking.
Is that by choice or because the owner put her there? She got no choice.
I mean, as in, I think because she was sensitive, right? Mm. So, you know, whatever it was, she would have felt it first. Mm. But I guess Sui Sui, because her bit was placed in that spot, she got it a little bit too strong, lah. Right?
The space cleanser said it's a mild spirit. I thought that was quite funny.
So it's a mild spirit, but you are sitting right in the center of the concentration, right? So you cannot, right? You know? Mm. So if her bed had been like maybe one foot to the left, she would have just been barking. Yeah. But because she was right there in the eye of the storm, maybe, right? I don't know if the proximity kind of thing works like that, right?
The other thing that I found very cute is, you know, we usually say spiritual master, the guru, right? This one go space cleanser.
When I first read it, because in the story you printed it with capital S, capital C, right? I thought, what kind of new Osim Dyson
Dyson air
appliance is this? You know, the Dyson space cleanser. You know, and I don't think it'll be long before Dyson does create something that can sort of cleanse your house,
lah. Okay, Dyson, you'll be hearing this. We would like you to sponsor us, okay?
All right. Spiritual space cleanser, okay, with the crystal embedded inside. And yeah, they can suck up to a mild spirit. Like anything stronger than that cannot. Mild spirits, you know? But it is, I'm hearing the story. It's really miraculous, though, to see a pet recover from that state of sickness. You know, I can imagine how much of a miracle it must have been to the owners, because you're so close, right? You know, when Correct. They reached that stage of the paralysis and you know, the uncontrolled diarrhea and all that, it's really hard to say coming back from it, right?
What you didn't get to see, John, is actually the photograph of the dog. She sent me the photograph, and it was limp in the when you're carrying it.
Wow.
It was limp. Yeah, no joke.
So it must have. Wow. I'm very glad. You know, if you're out there, the owners of Heidi. The other thing that's very interesting, of course, is how the pronunciation of the dog's name changed halfway through the story. It began as Heidi. I don't know what Heidi is.
Heidi. Heidi.
Heidi. And you actually said Heidi correctly in the middle of the story. Were you suddenly possessed by the dog? Like, pronounce my name properly, then possess you. Yeah. Heidi is like, you know, the Roman name for hell, right?
So Hades,
So I was like, eh? So, okay, I'm so glad that Eugene has learned how to pronounce Heidi. any comments about Heidi?
Oh, God. This clerk says, I read this story one upon ten, your pantat, you know, the clerk says.
Oh, okay. Rai has given a small donation for all the souls of all the animals gone. Thank you very much. On behalf of all the meow meow wow wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Sean Chen says, Eugene looks younger today. Now got budget to do pre-show makeup. Liao. Thank you to all our patrons. Now got makeup, hair.
No la, that one is.
We need someone to comb.
That one is so-so, okay? SE has a so-so budget, okay? Frankie says, at least there is a closure. That's right. KK Heng says, where's the soul of my lost Tamagotchi? that one, sorry la. I don't think there's a Tamagotchi whisperer, you know? Animal whisperer, is it like Dr. Doolittle? Can really hear what the animal is saying. That's what we're going to find out today.
We covered this topic the last time we talked about Animal Whisperer because of, what's that fellow, the salad name? Caesar Milan. Milan Caesar?
Caesar Milan. But we didn't go into detail.
Yeah. Because he's the Animal Whisperer. Then the animal people whisperer, say, correct. Yeah. From there on, people start using Ghost Whisperer.
Yeah, so is it the same way, right? So today, finally, we have someone here who can help to sort of clear the air for us, which is why it's so exciting, right? Someone's asking about whether there's a featured confession tonight.
Got. Featured confession, but it's not your... I know you're very spoiled because the last few weeks in the series, 20 minutes long, 15 minutes long. Today only, 5 minutes, 6 minutes more, okay? So go back down to basic. Yeah. Okay.
So good story. Again, and we've established again, right, that, you know, animals and the role that they can play, right? Because I think they're quicker to sense these things. They're much quicker. And of course, their devotion. I wonder whether, actually what you said just now is interesting, right? When you mentioned whether the dog did it by choice, you know, whether it won, you know? And I'm thinking maybe it actually, I don't know how, but took all the negative energy and therefore that's why it got so sick. You know what I mean? But to the extent that the human owners didn't feel it at all.
But you see, there's one line that says someone had told the dog she was going to die. Remember that?
Maybe it's that spirit, lah.
Yeah. So I know what you like to think. Like, you know, the dog tongue for the owner, right? It's a very nice narrative, right?
I don't think
by choice. I think the dog just cannot poor thing sat in the wrong place. Then cannot.
But why did the spirit say you are going to die?
It's like, you know,
was it a threat?
See my place somewhere, Holosea. It's a threat.
So then it still fits my theory, right? That it personally took on the spirit instead of saying, please talk to my owner. Yeah. I'm not the one who moved here. I stayed here only. I didn't buy the house. You know, the dog could have deflected, right? Could have Tai Chi'd the spirit towards the parents. I don't know. But I like to believe that the dog saved their life.
Yeah. Okay. Can. I like the narrative as well. The dog saved their life. Wow. Okay, but to bring on our next, our special guest for today.
Yeah.
She is no animal whisperer. She's an animal communicator. She don't whisper one. She tell you what your dog say. Animal screamer, maybe. Let's bring our animal communicator right on screen right now. Her name is Patrina Lim. She was once a confessor on our channel many years ago. But right now, joining us live is the animal communicator herself.
Yeah. Hi, Patrina.
Hi, everyone. I actually kind of wear the thing to fit the team today.
Wow. She's all prepared with notes and all. Don't play and all this girl.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. See, got no homework.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. For those who are coming from the Dog Forum, thank you for supporting me, and thank you, Grace, and everyone.
Yay, yeah, welcome. Welcome, guests. Okay, please come, welcome, and please stay after this.
Okay. Yeah. Mm.
So tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get into this whole animal communicating thing?
Okay, it's actually a few years back when me and Eugene did an interview, right?
Mm.
So it was at this dog called Snoopy.
Mm. Okay, he has Snoopy. That's unique.
Yes. yeah. So it was my auntie's dog.
Okay.
She was actually suffering from oral cancer.
Mm.
So me being me, right? Because I was a dog nanny before, so I took care of quite a few sick dogs, a period of time.
Right.
So I know that she won't be long. So I was like, go and visit her. So I asked her. So I sit down and ask her, okay, Snoopy, I know you're suffering.
Mm.
But is there any way I can help other dogs?
Mm.
So I asked her. I tell her why I want to help other dogs. Because I see you suffer, my heart pain. And you know that I do love dogs. And I love you. No matter how greedy you are, how naughty, I still love you. Mm. So after that, some months later, then they have this pet expo. Mm. It's in April 2018. Mm. So when I walk in the pet expo, I saw like dogs are like staring each other, like want to fight, you know, one quarrel. Hey, go away! I don't like you. The kind of thing. I was like,
yeah, okay,
okay.
I was
okay.
Like, I was shocked. I was very, very shocked. Because it's like you don't have this thing. Then suddenly, what you can kind of hear the kind of thing, and it's very disturbing. So I tell myself, what happened? So I think. Don't think first because I having some gathering there. Really, really. Then I went home and think. I requested this gift.
Okay.
Yeah, I requested this gift, so I was like, I light up candle, I tell Snoopy, okay, auntie is going to help dogs that's near end of life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the reason a lot of people ask me why end of life, because when dogs are sick, there's a lot of things that they want to say, like their bucket list, their wish list.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And owners want to understand how much are they suffering, in pain, what's the pain like. So I just do it just like that.
Right.
Mm. It's just purely for the love of animals.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So it's been a few years lah since you've been gifted with this talent lah.
Yes, correct.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Was it sort of not say traumatizing, but was it confusing when you first realized it's like, you know, you have a new sense, right? You know? How did you cope with it? How did you get used to it? Did you go and consult other people who have done this before, or you know?
Okay, so I happened to talk to a few friends. They are quite close to me. So I did ask this friend, hey, babe, I got this problem. I suddenly can hear animal talk. Leh. Something wrong with me, is it? So, really? Then after I said, by the other friend, I say, hey, Pat, you need to go see Tanki. Really? You must go to Tiao Tang and see whether... Really, you something wrong. Okay.
Mm.
Then another saying people will say, oh, Jiala, Pat, I think you really, you know, offend some spirit. You better go and buy whatever, you know, be it go to church, temple or whatever, just visit everything. But
so
a
cute.
Friend, yeah. But one of my friends who is an animal communicator, she tell me one thing. You request from a dog and this dog give it to you. So it's a gift. So I'm not allowed to earn any money from it.
Right. Okay.
So for me, it's like, it's okay. So my owner always ask me, hey, Pat, I know animal communicator, they charge like 30 minutes is $50 to $100. I say, no, don't give me the money. Give me the money. What you do is you go and help other dogs. Bless other dogs or donate to any dog shelter. Yeah. And for me, it's like, the more I help, the more blessing I have. I say that also not only that you bring marriage to the dog, which is very important, especially counting days.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So this is like that.
Wow. So I mean, it's amazing, right? That Snoopy granted you this gift and then, you know, you're able to sort of multiply that gift, right? You know, and sort of pay it forward, you know, and I'm full of admiration for that. I think it's wonderful. So I have so many questions about like the technicalities of your gift, right? Okay. You know, so okay, let's say when you speak to, you know, like you said, you light a candle, you spoke to Snoopy, right?
Oh.
Is it, do you actually speak in your voice or do you speak in your head?
Okay, my first encounter was because I'm not gifted to that yet.
Ah, okay, so beginner level.
Yeah, because it's like for me, I'm like the auntie.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm the auntie or zeze, so no, it's quite complicating, okay? Because the dog was supposed to be my cousin, then end up my auntie took over. So it's a family dog.
Sure.
So I did ask Snoopy in the human language.
Ah, okay.
Snoopy, as I young her, it was like, you know, I know you're sick, so you want to help, you know, can I help other dog? That kind of thing.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, then in fact I told her, you know, please go.
Mm.
Because there is the body's really start bleeding and her appetite is no more.
Right, okay.
Mm.
It's so Pat, it may sound like a silly question, but I actually am curious to know as well.
And
this one is by the clerk says, finally got one intelligent question from him, you know. He says, how do you talk to the dog? Do you use like English or do you have to
she just explained, right? She talked to the dog like a dog owner does, lah. Like, we all talk to our animals.
That was like Snoopy to get the gift. But subsequently, right?
Advanced level,
I have telepathy with the dog. That means I look at the picture. Mm. Okay. Look at the picture, yes. But usually for me, I go to house visit.
Mm, okay.
Why? The reason is because when doing a house visit, right, then you let dogs be comfortable to you, they will open up.
Mm.
So there are a lot of things you can, for me, I ask the dog, telepathy, the kind of thing, you know. Mm. Yeah, and I have to make the dog comfortable to open up. Okay.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people ask me, why you cannot do just photo? Because a lot of time, right, the energy from the house or atmosphere, right, it may not be that accurate.
Right.
Because sometimes, for example, we have one confessor actually came to me, which is recommended by Eugene. Her name is Kameng. So that time, I did actually try to talk to her and ask me why her dog, she told me why her dog was so sad. So I did mention to her that from what I see in the picture and what I sense in the energy, is that the dog already know that she's sick.
Right.
It's just like the family was crying, upset, the kind of thing. So I did tell her, if you have to be in a shoe, like a human, you know, if you see your loved one like that, you will feel sad too, right? Same thing. So I did tell her, you know, cheer up a bit, bring her out, talk and laugh.
Yeah.
And subsequently, right, about 3 days later, my friend coming told me, Patrina, my dog is much happier now. The energy is much better.
Wow.
Oh, I got a lot of questions coming in for you, Patrina.
And also got donation coming.
Patrina.
Cheche Patrina, heart from Elaine. Okay. Wow, so sweet. Yeah. So what we've learned so far is she began in the beginning, right? Beginner stage, she was speaking as we normally speak to animals, right? You know, and then later on it became telepathic. So does it mean that the dog replies in the same telepathic way? Or does it also try to make sounds?
Okay, actually, there are two ways. I'm not too sure. Okay, for me, why I go sense the energy is because sometimes they do speak very, very soft, but very, very tricky. If you're very stressed, if your mind is a lot of things, and if you're on some antidepressant medicine or some painkillers like anorexia, tramadol, right, it will affect.
Of course, yeah. Because you are the communicator. You must be also in tune, lah. Right?
Yes. For me, which is why to me it's like there's a lot of cases that is because of the energy of a house.
Okay.
It got affected. Sometimes why I want to go and visit the dog is because I want to build a rapport. So a lot of people ask me why you cannot just do picture. I ask them a question. If I'm a stranger, if I'm a stranger on the street, will you come and say hello, hi, and talk to me and the kind of thing?
Will video call work? Will like FaceTime or video call work?
I did a one case before that it was a video call and it was a very sad case.
Right, but you could still communicate lah, remotely lah, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I did do One case was a dog that was sent to 24 hours vet clinic.
Mm.
Left with 30% kidney function.
Wow, okay. Okay.
Okay. Initially, I did told them that I need a medical report. I need to see what are the markers, the red markers, to figure it out. So for me, it's like I've experienced reading medical reports and stuff like this. So I look at it. I told the owner, I can give you is 1 week. But in the night, the scary part is the dog suddenly very sick.
Mm.
So I did told my friend, please send to the vet. It's already 10 plus already.
Mm.
Okay.
So I told them, just go there. Moment when you all reach the vet, give me a call.
Mm.
So they called me. Then for me, when I was looking at the pictures, having tried to convey and talking to the dog, right? I called them up and say, please, I want video meeting now.
Whoa.
So really now? So it's like
urgent.
I was very, very urgent already, okay? So I video call. They were actually outside waiting, ma.
Mm.
So I did say, okay, video call. I said, bring me to the bedroom now. I don't want any excuses now. Mm. That means now. It's very, very urgent already. Because I can feel the pressure is there, you know, on me there. Oh. Okay? And other owners was like, hey, how? I have to solve the problem. I'm like, jialat. Okay.
Wow, okay.
So they run to the vet stable.
Ah.
They were actually administering CPR.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Okay. And after some minutes of the CPR, right?
Mm.
Okay. I saw the dog spirit leaving the body and was looking at his own body.
Wow.
And the vet tables, there is a man standing there.
Huh.
Okay, I was really scared. I told them, please rush or run or whatever, okay? Please bring me to the owner now.
Okay.
Now that means, because it's a group of friends that she sent the dog. So I told them, I'm so sorry, guys. Your dog is dead.
Mm.
And the vet was still administering CPR.
Wow.
So, some moments later, right, the vet did mention the dog is dead.
This one is an amazing story. Okay, I think the most urgent thing I want to know is, who was that figure that you saw? Who do you think it was?
It was a man.
Okay, what did he look like?
He's just a normal looking man.
Okay.
Okay. But after I was talking to some friends who actually practice some healing and chakra for some animal healing for kind of communicator, they told me that one is an angel. That was after some times I found out that was an angel. And besides that, right? Okay. There should be another dog that's guiding this dead dog.
So there'll be an angel and also a guide, animal guide.
A guide dog.
Okay. Wow.
Yes. Any particular breed for the guide dog? Or I mean, like animals, like is it like one dog to guide all the animal spirits to the underworld or to the heaven?
Or does a dog get a dog and a cat gets a cat? Yeah.
Yes.
So same species, matching species.
Yes.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Because the thing was very scary was when I found I can see the spirit, right?
Mm.
And the dog was looking at the body, right? The whole thing really freaked out. I was at that time I was like cursing and swearing because for me to pronounce a dog dead, right? It's not very simple. Because it's like I'm trying to fight for the dog, but at the same time is I need to break the news.
Yes.
Okay. But I told them, I'm so sorry, I cannot save the dog. I was asked to save the dog in terms of like medically, you know, what they should do, the kind of thing.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I said I really can't because the blood report shows everything.
Okay,
I tell you how near the thing is. When this dog is lying down.
Okay.
This is the bed table, right? This is the bed table.
Okay. That's,
So this is the bed table. The dog was just looking at the bodies. Because it's a long table.
Ah, so it was also on the table, looking at his own body.
Yes.
Wow. Wow, that's... Wow, the image is amazing. It's really amazing. Did you see the man, the guardian, take the dog? Or they were just standing there? Was he like calling to the dog? Or, you know, did the dog know that the angel was waiting? Right, you know? Or he didn't know yet?
The dog was lost.
Mm.
Okay. Mm. But that period, I kind of suspected that there's a spirit waiting for him. He's like negotiating. Mm. Can I stay longer? The kind of thing. It happens. Happens. Okay.
I'm sure. Mm.
Then I was like thinking that, okay, maybe can just delay for 1 or 2 days. Lah, okay.
Mm.
Because the medical report is crystal clear. Lah.
Right.
But it suddenly just turned a drastic move that within few hours. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Mm. Some clarifying questions, right? So, okay. Jujube wants to know, did the man see you?
Yes.
Oh no. It knows where you live. Okay. Wow. Did he react to you? Did he like, you know, was he welcoming? Was he nothing? No expression. Like not his job.
I was told before I mean for all these dogs and dogs world don't meddle.
Correct.
Yeah. Don't meddle. Okay. Because the more you meddle, right, it's gonna be very, very messy.
Correct. Yeah. Joe Catch is asking, was it an image in your head or do you feel that you were seeing it with your own eyes? It's like, you know, was it like
video
a flash?
Call?
Oh, okay.
Video call. Oh.
Video call and it video was call. In the footage.
It's like video call. Very, very crystal clear like that.
Wow.
4K camera.
Then imagine it's like that. Because this is the bed, right? I need to see the whole... I say I need to see the whole room now.
I'm curious, right? Like, we see that guy and his angel. Like, because I'm very influenced by Hollywood shows and... Angel to me is Tilda Swinton.
It's not Heidi Heidi. Yeah. Tilda Swinton.
So are the angels angmoh or are the angels Asian? And do they come in a white gown? Because you said angels. I'm very curious because you didn't describe them. But yeah, so to
me, was he in normal clothes? Was he dressed like a modern person?
Ancient,
or was it like more old fashioned?
He was just dressed like a normal clothes.
I'm dressed in a normal coat. So CVs lah, no special
what's
uniform,
normal
no.
Is it like a Bermudas t-shirt and Crocs or is it like a
that's me that's not normal.
That's a white shirt then white pants, something like that.
White shirt, white pants.
White, nice.
No, that's so different.
Either injure or PAP lah. Okay.
Well, there's a lot of questions that I've copied here.
Wow.
Okay, so okay. Got a lot of questions for you.
I predicted already today we're full of questions.
Okay, so Joe Keck says so, Petrina, when you walk past animals, do you hear them gossiping or talking? Can you hear that? Like you walk past them downstairs, got a bunch of cats. They go meow meow, but you hear that, like in words. Do you?
Okay, that's a very interesting thing.
we
always like y'all know that I always have a lot of dog gathering lah, because I'm a godma of a lot of dogs.
Okay.
So sometimes they gossip really like wet market auntie.
So you can really hear
like also yeah, really. Really, they'll say, last time my mommy cooked sirloin steak. Then after that, my mother feed me with mince pork soup.
So for
really, market.
So for those of you who sleep in the same room with your pets and then you're making out, guess what your pets is telling their neighbor's pets the next morning?
Last night, my master lasted 2 minutes on him, and damn embarrassing.
I can teach him how to do the doggy style better than he can.
So this answers all your Dr. Dolittle questions, right? Yeah, she also has this skill to be like Dr. Dolittle and hear all your animals talking.
One more. This one. Can you only talk to dogs or can you talk to fish and terrapins as well?
What are the pets that you feel are part of your gift?
Yeah.
You know, so far, which animals?
So far, there's dogs and cats.
Okay. What about like birds, parrots and stuff like that?
I haven't tried yet.
Haven't tried. But have you sensed anything like, you know, got potential or haven't met a parrot recently, but you know, like But like, if you go into an aquarium, will you suddenly hear a lot of small little bubble thoughts? Or are they too simple animal? Yeah, so I guess that's the question. Is there a hierarchy, right? If cats and dogs are highly intelligent, right? You know, what about, you know, fish and reptiles and all that? Are they
horses little, maybe? Yeah, horses are quite smart. Elephants.
Horses must be smart, right? Yeah. You know, but let's say reptiles, for example, right? You know, someone asking about his terrapin, right? Do you think that those animals might be too low down the scale to have the same ability to communicate, you think?
I would say that I never tried, but I did actually thought of trying. I thought of trying because it's like
go to the zoo you go to the zoo.
Nice, nice safari, nice safari.
We'll cover your ticket. You go then. I want you. Hey, can you talk to this? Can you talk to that?
Okay, then Eugene, please bring Leo and Grace, please.
Okay, that'll be so fun.
Okay, you follow us. Yeah.
So we're gonna interview everyone at Night Safari. Right? No, go and interview everyone at Jurong Bird Park. And like, what? How do you feel that they shut down your bird park? Yeah. How angry are you? Then all curse and swear. Now we know. That's so okay. This also Petrina's answer helps me answer Nevin's question. Nevin kept asking whether would I like to be able to hear what my cat is saying, right? Do I want that gift? But based on what Petrina has been sharing, no, I do not want to, because I'm sure my cat has nothing nice to say about me. So I don't want to hear all that rubbish that he's saying. And I have two cats, so I definitely know they're not talking nice things about me. The moment I leave the house, like, nah, 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 nah. So no thanks. No thanks.
Hey, how about you bring your cat onto the screen? Let Petrina go and remote.
My cat tao la. My cat is right there and is not interested. Okay, it's so not interested. All right. And the moment my cat sees Petrina, it will be talking about me.
John has secrets to hide. That's why he doesn't want to show his pussy. Yeah, I mean,
that's probably true. So not tonight. Not tonight. Okay. Not there's no donation you can make that's gonna make that happen.
Okay. Another thing I need to add on. It's not just dogs, speak like Macam wet market aunties.
Okay.
Cats also.
I'm sure cats are even more bad out than dogs, right?
Sometimes the dog can be quite graphic.
I'm sure. Okay, the sense I get is that dogs will be very crude. Okay, like a group of abings talking
in Hokkien,
and then all the cats will be very, very swan and very sort of, you know, like meow,
like the California girls.
yeah, like a bunch of valley girls talking, right? Mean girls. Yeah, cats will be like mean girls. Okay.
Like, you know? Oh my God, Becky, look at that butt. It's like so round and in your face. Okay.
Another question. Plants got spirit and souls too or not? That one hard to say.
The one different. The one will bring you the plant communicator next time.
I do believe that plants and flowers, they do have spirits. But for me now, I'm not too sure. Maybe one Friday I should try.
I got many plants. And many of my plants are also on their dying days already. Pass you. See whether you can save any of them. Okay, this question I wanted to ask just now. Thank you, Rai, for bringing up this question. What kind of dog was Snoopy that he was able to bestow this gift on you? Was Snoopy a special dog that had this power, you know?
Snoopy is a chocolate lab. That was actually was my cousin's neighbor. So what happened was the neighbor moved house. So my cousin took over the dog because very poor thing.
Right.
So the dog was, Snoopy was passed around. So we are the fourth owner. My aunties, they are fourth owner.
Okay.
So it was just Snoopy passed was quite sad. She was being bred all over for puppies, for sales.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I can say because she's a chocolate lab.
Okay. Feng has a really good question. Do dogs really go to heaven? I'm very keen to know because that is my biggest worry. You know, so what can you tell us about, you know, the afterlife for dogs and cats?
Okay, everybody say dogs go to heaven. Yes, it's true. But however, there'll be people definitely will raise a question when they reincarnate.
So there's heaven and there's reincarnation.
Yes.
Okay. So okay, let's deal with the heaven part first, right? So I've heard mention of this rainbow bridge thing, right? So can you tell us a little bit about, is that the heaven that we're talking about?
Yes. In our typical term, we call it heaven.
Okay, right.
Yeah. But okay, the Rainbow Bridge, how it looks like, is a big field.
Field. Oh. Okay. Right,
a
right,
big
right.
A big field. Then there's a bridge down there, you know, they will run around, that kind of thing.
Ah, okay. Actually, that's not very different from the human, the early human sense of the afterlife. Mm. Also. Yeah, you know, the open field. Mm. The Chinese used to talk about the yellow land, you know. And then, of course, we all know that there's a Ying Qiao and Jin Qiao, you know, the bridges that cross into the underworld. So, yeah, okay, so that makes a lot of sense. Okay, so then, what about the reincarnation part? So, you drink water first. how does the reincarnation of animals, how is it different from reincarnation for humans?
Okay, I'm going to talk about the process of reincarnation. Okay, every dog that passed away, right?
Mm.
Okay, we always tell the owner there's few things you need to do. Okay, why I'm sharing this because this is a very burning question that a lot of dog owners are actually asking me, what should I do? And it's reincarnation as well. It actually helps. So after a dog died, okay, so you arrange for cremations and stuff like this. So after cremate, right, then you'll collect the ashes, the kind of thing. So before they cremate, right, there are dogs that will have home, right, are always emphasizing. Please give them a shower and clean them up. The reason is because most of the dog, before they pass on, they have a very massive diarrhea.
Right.
Same like human. Sounds crazy, but it's true. Quite a lot of dogs that I handle, right, they have a very massive diarrhea. So we had to clean up the dog before we send for cremation.
Right.
So when the urn is brought home, right, okay, the urn that brought home, right, okay, usually is like, I'll tell owner, okay, please light a candle for the first day, for remembering, and 7 day, okay? So on the first day is to celebrate a new life, okay? Meaning that the dog is no more suffering. Be it old age or sick.
Right.
So after the 7 days, right, okay, the dog will come and visit. Okay, some will take 8 days, some will take shorter day. Majority is 7 days, okay, for sure. So the dog can appear like suddenly a smell or a dream or something happened, like drop on the floor or something like that. Okay,
right.
That's
what
I can say. Okay, then when the urn is at home, right, there is this thing we call it a bridge. It's like a gateway for them to come and visit.
Okay.
The common question people ask is, reincarnation will take how long? The answer is 6 to 8 years.
6 to 8 years. Wow. Okay.
Based on average, because there's a few dogs that actually my friend's dog died. So my friends asked me, hey, Pat, my dog is still around. I said, I cannot feel the spirit. Your dog has reincarnated. Your dog died for more than 8 years, right? He said, 10 years already. How we actually know.
Okay, so you know this because it's like anecdotal evidence. You've been doing this long enough and you've kind of figured a pattern. Or did a dog actually tell
it for you?
No.
No, okay.
So at this point, it's just best guess.
Yes.
And also among other communicators.
Share.
I want to share something that James Lee asked earlier. James Lee said, my cat smelled quite bad and always hid in a corner when he was sick. He passed away in the morning, but that same night, suddenly the same smell came from the same corner for 5 minutes. Do you think that this was the dog visiting, Petrina? Like you mentioned?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, James, you heard that?
Chances is yes. Why? Because when for this cat, right? For this cat, right, for example, right, if you keep one cat, right, it's very significant in a sense of like, if you keep a lot of cat, then it's a different thing. So you have a lot of mixtures of smells. If a cat died, right, suddenly like you bring home the urn or whatever, you know, kind of thing, you suddenly smell. That is telling you, hi, mommy, daddy, I'm home. But the visit is very brief.
Okay.
Very, very brief. It's like I walk to my room, very short only, less than 3 minutes.
Right. Okay. Wow.
This happened to me when my auntie stopped Wacky Pass on.
Okay.
It was a Chinese New Year also. So I did ask, because there's no dog already, so suddenly the smell is very, very strong. So I told Wacky, hi Wacky, I know you're here to visit because it's Chinese New Year. This happened many years ago. And I was warned that, you know, these such things happen. My auntie did told me, my uncle told me, and everyone tell me, every living animals, they have spirit. They will come and visit.
Wow.
Oh, sorry, I got a lot of questions piling up. I'm going to try to get through them as fast as I can. Julia Ismail is asking, can find lost animals?
I did find a lost cat before.
Okay.
Oh,
How? Like,
how did you find it?
I was given a picture.
Ah.
Then my girlfriend tell me, hey, Pat, I need to find this stray cat. So I was like, I bopao, I can find. Really, really. So I said, I try. So I tried after like 6 to 8 hours, right? And it was raining heavily. I said the cat is in the shelter.
You just felt it, or is it a vision? Or
I can see.
Like
the cat is in the shelter. I said there is grass there or some plants hiding.
Okay.
But it confirmed there's a shelter. End up in some RC center.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
So you managed to find it, lah.
They managed to find it about 6 to 8 hours, because what happened was I wasn't like really, I was working. So I said, I really, really bo bian. So they found it like 6 hours. So it's like, I tried my best to help. So I tell them, I bo bao, I can find. Because stray animals, right? Example, this minute, this stray dog, right, will go to maybe Sengkang this minute. Another few hours later, another communicator do. Few hours later, they go to Ang Mo Kio. So it's very, very hard. And some dogs are like, who are you? They are not the kind will open up.
That's true, right? I imagine that, you know, like human beings, right? Not everybody wants to talk, right? Not everybody will trust you, right?
So, so I'm going to combine a few questions and ask you one go, right? Do dogs, cats, when they die and reincarnate, do they always reincarnate as dogs and cats? Or is there a chance that they come back as humans? Or can a human die, come back as a dog, and then goes up to you and asks for help for unfinished business from the past?
This one's a big question, but okay, let's hear Petrina's answer first, because I was going to answer that also. Okay,
because Petrina, for that, right, I would say that for the reincarnation part, right, I didn't go to the further of reincarnation. The reason is when the dog is rainbow bridge, right? That then I'll still communicate with them. When they reincarnate to be it human form, dog form, or cat form, or hamster, or cockroach, anything, or plant, or whatever, I got no idea.
Oh, because once you go past that gate, you won't know already, lah.
I won't know already.
Okay, fair enough.
So let me give that a wider logic answer, right? And also Dr. Manhattan also mentioned it, right? You know, Buddha mentioned, right, six realms: heavenly beings, asuras, humans, animals, hungry ghosts, and hell beings, right? So this kind of view of reincarnation takes in the whole cosmos, right? You know, from the biggest to the smallest. So if you're asking about how, like in this case, right, dogs take 6 to 8 years, you know, to come back as another dog, right? It doesn't mean that these two are clashing ideas. You must remember that. So for those who understand the Buddhist sort of trajectory, right? We are all trying to go upwards, ma. Right? So trying to move through the realms towards nirvana, right? So you imagine that an animal sooner or later will want to become a human, and a human will sooner or later want to become something better, right? But that is a lot of rounds. You're going to be a human many, many times before you can be something better than human. Similarly, if you are a dog, you're going to be a dog a lot of times before you get to be something else, you know, because the level of collecting merit and, you know, sort of balancing karma is not so fast, lor. It's not so fast. Otherwise, everyone will be reaching Buddhahood very quickly, right? So I can imagine that most of the time, you will be seeing dogs coming back as dogs, lor, right? But maybe the upwards motion is really about coming back into a better life each time.
Cycle, yeah.
Right? Yeah, to give you a better chance to do more good. Right? So from a dog that was bullied, you aim to come back as a dog who is loved. you know, and things like that, correct. Right? Similarly, humans, right? You know, you come back in a bad life situation, you keep hoping that you come back better,
yeah.
You know, so that you can do more merit for other people,
so
you know?
Is there bad dogs, like bad dogs who bite people and kill, do they go to doggy hell? Are they punished for that?
Okay, for this one, right, I do not know what to say. Because
depends on whether they are Chinese dog. Do they believe? Because I'm sure not all dogs believe the same thing, right?
Okay, there is a logical way and illogical way.
Wow, okay.
Logical way and illogical way. Watch him, right?
Okay, what's the logical way? What's the logical way?
Okay, there is some dogs that bite because of aggression issues and behaviors issues. Okay, that is a very common thing, lah. Okay,
yeah,
biting the kind of thing to humans, the kind of thing, or attacking children. There are some of the research paper was done by one of a very good vet in Singapore.
Okay.
Okay.
Because of the hormones imbalance.
Okay, hormones.
The testosterone level is too high.
Okay.
That cause the hormones not to be very balanced. The temple will tend to suit up, just like women having PMS.
So, would a PMS woman go to hell for having PMS? It's the same reason you're telling me right now, that a dog who bites because it's his nature should not be going to hell. That's what I'm hearing.
I believe, for the one that is a treatment to it.
Okay.
But some are born with a fear inside.
Yeah.
So the fear, so usually for me as a logical person, I can be illogical. Please go to this vet, do a blood test to check the hormones.
No, but would they go to hell? That's the question I'm asking. I understand the hormones and the science part, but would they go to hell? Okay, are there bad dogs? Because all of them sitting around gossiping, right? Are there a group of Rottweilers were gangster.
Let me move this question
the dogs do go to heaven. Because there are some dogs that really have some issues. When they go to this Rainbow Bridge, right, there'll be someone looking after them too.
Okay.
I see. Mm. Okay. Okay, this is a big question which I think deserves a whole separate episode sometime, okay? Or maybe we'll do a special series trying to figure out the reincarnation beliefs of Asia.
Because I think we'll do a research on that.
Yeah, because I want to understand, humans, we have all these different paths, you know? How come dogs only have one path, you know? And if they only have one path, then dogs will never get to become humans, right? You know, so we don't know, right? So I think there's a lot of questions here. And worse is that we can't get the dogs to share with us, right? Yeah. What we need is a dog who has a Eugene Au experience, right? You know, near death experience, right? And then tell us what's on the other side.
Yeah.
So let's hope sooner or later we will get that, you know? Mm. Okay, can I just share one very, very nice comment?
Okay.
From Imagine Malayans, right? My cat that passed last year, on the 7th, 8th day after she passed, we heard her bell at the door. So thank you, Patrina, for this validation that it was indeed her. So thank you. Yes.
There is one question by Frankie. Tamberish. Okay. You're talking about pterosaur or estrogen. Okay. Because for that one, right, I'll only go for this particular vet, which is located at Star Vista. People will go there to check for the hormones thing. Because you know why? Okay. Sometimes it's the one of the hormones is not balanced. Sometimes it could be something that's trigger.
Okay, let me do a clarification on the law side. So because people were asking, Kenny Polaris just asked about malicious animal spirits and all that, right? I think there's a difference between dogs and the spirits of dogs versus animal spirits, as we talk about in the Chinese world and also in the Malay supernatural world. It's not the same. You know, so your hantu anging is an animal spirit, but it's not the ghost of your dog. That's not the same.
That was a different episode.
in the same way that, you know, humans die, got ghosts, right? But then there's also other spirits that are not, you know, like genes, for example, you know, right? So I think the dog world also quite complicated. So if you're talking about like the animal spirits that possess people and all that, that's not the
different,
same.
Different.
Please don't whisper at those people.
Interesting that you say, you know, people die, animals die, become spirit. Actually, that's the other question. Pat, is there animal spirits, animal lingering ghosts that never cross over the rainbow bridge?
As in, after they visit, then they don't go lah.
Like the ghost of the dog doesn't cross over, they just want to stay in the house.
And how long can they stay?
Yeah, or like 7 months. Do you see like dogs, spirit dogs roaming around the streets?
Very good question.
Yeah. Actually, someone asked earlier, right, that when he said that last time in the kampong, they had he had a gang of dogs, 30 dogs. You know, are they still with him? Oh, no, not 30 dogs. 30 years ago, he had dogs. You know, could they still be with him? You know,
okay,
can they hang around?
Some of the dogs, I'm not too sure whether some will be freaked out. This is actually shared by a friend.
Okay.
So she said that some of the stray dog, right? They don't really know they die. Don't know.
Too doggy.
No. I'm thinking how many stray dogs that you have seen are not even alive anymore.
Yeah!
At night, I go cycling, then you see one group of dogs down there. It's like, are those alive or not? I better go and get them to bite me, that I know.
This one was shared by my friend, but I never experienced what hate.
Gu hun ye gou,
okay, but there is one that there's one my friend was telling me, right? Even like the kampong, right? Some of the people may watch Hachi. There are people who actually speculate, oh, Hachi will come and visit, do the same routine over and over and over again.
Right.
Which is, I believe is true. Lah. My friend said there are some kampong dogs, we call it Singapore special. They do have this kind of thing. But I'm not too sure because my friend was telling me, yeah, they do come back. Those stray dogs are like, oh, okay.
Wow.
Though I was like, I don't really know that much because it's like, I can't really tell much because I do not know and ask my friend in details because there'll be questions like, hey, why like that? Why like that? Why like that?
Yeah,
why must be like that? Yeah. So this is hearsay.
Right. Okay, Daphne just asked, animal spirits are demons? Okay, so this is where, again, right, there's so many different ones, right? There are definitely demon-esque entities like jinn who can take the form of animals, but that's just borrowing the form, right? In the same way, they can also appear as humans, right? Appear as a nene or old man or whatever. It's just a form that they can borrow. But then animal spirit, we are talking about a spirit that is essentially an animal. So maybe it's a nature spirit, you know, that is embodies. It's sort of, think of it like an elemental for animals, right? It's like water spirit, fire spirit, dog spirit. Like, it is essentially a dog. And then, of course, there are the spirits of animals, which is one per animal, right? And yeah, so there are all these different levels, which is actually the same for human beings. You know, I hope that makes it a bit clearer.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Wow. Okay. It's been a long time and no confession. So we must come back.
Okay. We ask some more questions. We ask some more questions later. Yeah. Let's go for one confession first. We'll come back
And so that we can share this confession and then get Petrina to give her professional take on this one. I'm just opening up my
Mark Shippo, Grace, Anand, Clark says, you guys got very good questions. I'm going to read that out later. But for now, we are going to be talking about the dog which has a sinister message for the owner. This one is from our Facebook group, one of the regular contributors, Ash Goh, who's also an animal communicator. John, do the honors, please.
I met up with a friend of mine, Cindy, who had recently lost her dog. Knowing the gifts I possessed, she asked if I could communicate with her deceased dog, Dolly. Her dog was eager to talk, so the communication was established right away. I normally let them share whatever they want in the initial part of the communication because most animals are excited that someone can understand them and they will rattle on and on. Dolly, however, was taking the conversation in a direction I didn't anticipate. She went straight to showing me a bedroom and a view of the room. I was looking at the vision from a top-down perspective. This was unusual because most dogs will show me visions from their eye level. And then Dolly showed me something that became even more sinister. Something is in the house. It's disturbing Cindy. Mommy, don't listen to it. Mommy, you have to help yourself. Dolly is watching the thing. Dolly is with mommy, protecting her. Wow, goosebumps, I felt. Dolly wanted me to relay these messages to her mom urgently. There were a lot more that she shared, but those are personal stuff between them, so not relevant to this story. As an animal communicator, we are the lowest ones on the totem pole when trying to relay to normal people what we know when talking to spirits of their pets. So I was thinking, how am I going to tell Cindy what Dolly had said without sounding like a loon, offending the person, or even scaring them senseless? The last thing I want is for them to think I'm a nutcase myself. I think Cindy could sense my hesitation. I had to remind her I'm only the messenger, that she should remember if she feels offended by what I'm about to say, I'm just the messenger. I really hate passing these kinds of messages because most times it doesn't sit well with people. People expect their deceased pets to say nice and loving things. I swear, being an animal communicator is a thankless job. But thankfully, Cindy was calm and receptive when I told her what Dolly had said. Cindy said, actually, her family members have sensed it for years, and that some friends and family members had also seen things before in their house. But Cindy personally does not want to believe that her place is haunted, and she's fine sharing her home with the entity as long as it doesn't disturb her. According to Dolly, Cindy should take this message seriously. Consider bringing someone to do a cleansing of the place, and if necessary, negotiate a peace offering. I sketched out for Cindy the layout of her room based on what Dolly showed me, and pointed at one of the rooms that Dolly had indicated where the spirit was. Cindy said that's where her room is. I didn't want to scare her, so I tried my best to lay it out gently. I said, the spirit is right above the door in that corner, watching you sleep every night. Immediately after I said that, I could tell the spirit was angry at me for interfering. Seriously, tell also wrong, don't tell also wrong. Becoming an animal communicator is really one of the worst jobs in the world.
Supernatural Confessions was created as a safe space for people to share their paranormal encounters. If you or someone you know has a strange encounter to share, we want to hear about it. You can type it to us, send us a voice memo, or even meet me for a face-to-face interview. Visit supernaturalconfessions.com for more info. But every time I hear you laugh, I
get into trouble. Quack, quack, quack.
How, Patrina? Do you feel like that sometimes also?
The lowest on the totem pole.
Or you super love your job. It's the best job in the world.
Okay, for me, it's like I mentioned, it's like a volunteer thing. So sometimes it's like by fate.
Okay.
So honestly, sometimes, right, we are always caught in between. Okay. Owner want us to say.
Right.
Dogs don't want to say.
Oh dear. Okay.
Then it's like a macam like one sandwich like that.
Then usually you side with the dog or the owner.
Depends on what kind of cases.
Okay.
Yeah. There are some cases that is near end of life. Of course, I will share. There are some cases that is like, when the dog was telling some other stuff. For example, there's one dog, which is my godfather kid. There's her name is called Tammy. She was a Singapore special. Initially, her meeting was with me, was she's very scared. She hide. Then the mommy Cheryl was saying, tell me, this auntie is she come here make friend with you, you know, she chat with her kind of thing. So yeah. Then my girlfriend got another dog called Shino. So this Shino was very close to me. Well, I'm like best friend like that. So there are cases that then after I talk to her to bridge the communication and find out what exactly Tammy is lah. So a lot of things told me that like don't say also jia la. Say also jia la. And the best part when she not tell me right what exactly happened to Tammy lah. I mean the previous some of the stuff lah. the two dogs quarrel.
Oh.
Tammy was saying, why you go and tell this auntie? Who is she?
Wow. Hey, can dogs lie?
Sometimes
they can lie down.
You know that when they actually said that, hey, why you so kepo? She know why you so kepo? Why you go and tell auntie? Who is she? I told my girlfriend Cheryl, hey, can you please tell your dog? I okay one, okay. I may look like a very fierce kind of thing, and yeah, it's true, I'm a alien godma, okay? So I just telling them la. So I said, a very nice one. Then subsequently, right, then we got closer and she's my godfather kid, right? So sometimes when they quarrel, the dogs will quarrel. Hey, you know what, Zhe I do this, you know what, Zhe do this, I stop complaining. Mm. Then I go sit there. Okay, yes, boss. Sorry, boss. The dogs are my boss. Sorry, boss. Mm. Yeah.
No, when you communicate with all these animals, right? Do you get interference from other entities?
No.
So it's just
It's a different channel, lah. It's a different channel, on the walkie-talkie.
Okay. For those dogs that are alive, don't have. For dogs that are near end of life, right?
Mm.
Not long, right?
Ah,
I do see, but I don't get to talk.
So you see what?
Yeah,
I see the spirit, or I don't get to talk or interfere. That's because I'm not supposed to interfere.
Okay.
It's basically it's like this person is like the police. Then then the dog is the robber.
Okay.
Someone actually earlier said, is it like the ox face and horse head?
The new to mommy and my dog version.
For dogs, yeah. No. You know, is the goto meow mian. But do you think that they are there to just escort them, or are they something more powerful?
For this, when a dog escort, right, it's actually a person, like in an angel hello form, or white. With a
guide dog. Like the one you saw, lah. Mm. Like the one you saw. Yes. Ah, okay.
So, when I know, like, we all say that when a dog meets the owner, they'll be heartbroken and all that, right? So, this was from Mark Shippo, is asking, because he just came back from a vacation 5 days away. And during that time, this family has said that the dog was like on the ground, not moving, almost died. They thought it was dying. And when he came back, it sprung back to life. Do dogs think that when the owner's not around, they can die? Is that a question?
Okay, this is a very logical question. It's a very logical answer. Because for dogs, right, imagine like you leave your kids then you long time never see them, you know, because of traveling or whatever. So they will miss you. It will sunk into depression. So they will sunk into depression, then they were like dateless or feel friend. I feel like want to die.
That one is signs lah. It's not supernatural already lah.
It's not even signs. It's TikTok. Okay, you look at all the videos of the army guy comes back, and the dog is so happy to see him. That one, a lot of proof out there. Okay. Animals certainly can miss people. Yeah.
Which is why I say it's logical. I say it's logical. Sorry, logical.
Logical. Okay.
Question. This one. We always say that the cats always look at humans and as if they want to dominate humans, or they look down humans and hate humans. When in your eavesdropping on cats communication, are cats out to do they? How do cats feel about humans? Do they think that they are our lord or?
So terrible, you. Yeah. Okay, let me rephrase this. Is there a difference between how you dogs think of humans versus how cats think of humans?
Yeah.
To make it a very logical way, of explaining. Some of the people in general, for example, like they just don't see eye to eye.
Okay,
so there's bound to have this disagreement. So this is the logic. Because there are some cats, right? They will look at you.
And they don't buy it.
They don't buy it. It's just like like you can get along with this person. It doesn't mean the other person can get along with me.
Correct.
This is logical.
I fully agree with this because that's the reason why I have cats.
Right?
Because sometimes I look at my cat, I'm like, what? What's your problem? fuck off. And I'm sure the cat does the same to me. All right. You know? Yeah. Because I also like that, right? I'm antisocial half the time, and the cat is antisocial the other half of the time. All right. But if I had a dog, I tell you it will not go well. If every day I want to hug, want to jump, want to go out, I'm like, no. Okay, I'll become very cranky dealing with a dog because I don't have so much excitement to share with a dog, you know? I've tried before. I get very tired with dogs.
So for John, you cannot give him too much love. Must give him some love, then give him cold shoulder, then give him love again. Cold shoulder.
Must be hard. Must be like a cat, right? Hard to get. Yeah. Right? Must play that, you know? And, so, yeah.
And I think the million-dollar question that we have for today, that everyone was going crazy about it, and I honestly, I'm very curious as well.
Oh.
Are male dogs angry that their owners castrate them? What is their reaction? Because if I'm a dog, and I obviously, if I can talk, and somehow like today's conversation is like dogs and cats seems to have a personality, I'll be pissed off.
Okay, there are some dogs, they are very naive, like don't know anything. Oh, okay. Some dogs is like, what? My parents remove my balls?
I guess a lot of it would depend on whether the dog was able to use this gift earlier on.
Yeah.
Because if they didn't, then I think they don't know what they're missing, right?
Yeah.
Then blah, 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 blah. You know? But if they've been having a really good love life and then you take it away, then of course
they'll know
the difference, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, common sense, right? Same for female cats who get spayed, right? Same thing. Or female dogs, right? You know?
Yeah.
If they've already given birth and then suddenly they realize they can't, then of course they know what's going on.
Not necessary.
Oh, is it really?
Because there are some cats and dogs, right? Over the years that I've actually helped some friends to look after, like, they seek for my advice. So
right.
Some of the cats we see the report, right? Some report, an X-ray report, or some what do you call it? Another one is ultrasound.
Yeah.
Some of the ovaries, the womb, all these are very, very messy.
Oh.
Very messy.
Okay.
Because of overbreed.
Right. Okay.
The dogs and the cats, so I saw are overbreed. So it's like some of them are actually suffering.
That's true.
When they are having when they are having their period, like, the dog's period. Like. So sometimes we can actually see that you better get just sterilize the dog or whatever, okay, okay. Because it's too messy already. Because too messy, it will cause them to trigger, okay, like some unwanted behavior. Yeah, it's just like when you're human. That's like, it's just like human. If you're not well, of course, you're more bitchy.
Correct.
Same.
Wow. Okay, Nevin was asking, do dogs and cats tell you that they can see entity? Well, I mean, Ash's confession already verified that, right? That the dog literally reached out to Ash to let him know that there's an entity in my master's room and my master don't care.
Correct.
You know, so clearly they can, right? Okay, this is very interesting. So imagine Malayans, okay, says, every time we talk about John's cats, Patrina looks like she has some message for John, but she's holding back. Is this true? Or is it imagine Malayans imagining?
John,
you can see.
If I now have your cat's picture, right, I will try.
Ooh, okay. After this, I send you a picture.
I can try, but
I'm very scared that she's now gonna say, I see all your cats. All the cats that have ever died. crowding around me.
The cat is already dead.
Yeah.
But I will always do a house visit because sometimes it's much better. You can feel the energy. Because for me to feel the energy, and it's also in sync with what they say.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because sometimes...
So you can validate the thing, lah. Yeah.
Yes, correct. And I also will tell you, I mean, I'm a person, he's very direct, straightforward. I'll say, hey, John, maybe your this house, this feng shui, this area no good. The area no good. Maybe quarrel with don't know who, you must improve this. Something like that. It sounds crazy, but it's very true.
Yeah,
we have quite a few successful cases for me.
I think cats are very sensitive to feng shui. That's why they always find the best places to sleep. You know, the humans cannot reach that spot, cannot access the best feng shui one. You know, and you're always wondering, like, why you want to sleep there? it can't be comfortable, right? But they're like, oh no, feng the shui. energy is perfect. Wow, yeah. My chakra all aligned down here. So you're like, hey, come on, the bed so comfortable. They're like, no, I want to sleep on this awkward piece of furniture there. You know? Yeah. Okay, so cool. Yeah. Okay, wow, I tell you, this episode will go on forever. All right.
Yeah, we got one last confession. John, you want to read this one? It's also by Ash Go.
Sure. Okay. Am I Ash now suddenly? Okay.
So I think we can have Petrina stay through. Stay through.
Sure. Yeah. Anyway, it's the same person, right? Okay. Mm. Let's see. So
this one is The Dog Shares a Vision, confession by Ash Go. Take it away.
You know, I was contemplating whether I would share this story. I really like to add some humor to it to lighten the mood a little. But damn, this one just felt like dead weight in my gut pulling me down. It's the sole reason why I don't want to engage with spirits of the dearly departed who won't depart. There's something deeply disturbing about them, which is why they are still here. So I spoke to a dog tonight, and he came into the circle willingly. I did this remotely from my own home. This was a dog that I had communicated with before, so it was easy to connect. But this time, I felt a little nauseous, off-balanced, and ill when we were connected. I didn't need to lie down, but I just felt a little off. And then, he showed me a girl, Caucasian, blonde, with her face exploding outwards. The vision literally showed her face exploding outwards with blood and gore. This was my first experience as an animal communicator having this sort of disturbing vision. Animals don't usually have the cognitive ability to scare with such visions, because usually what they relay to me is what they see with their own eyes. This communication was certainly not going the right way. After that vision, it felt like there was a frequency jammer between us, and I couldn't get anything else through the dog or from the dog. I tried to reconnect again with different methods, but something was preventing us from communicating. And then, just as I was giving up, the vision came back. It was the girl again. Red dress, except it was red because it was soaked in blood. Imagine a white dress sprayed with blood. That's what it looked like. I wasn't feeling very good about this communication and wondering how to deliver the message without scaring the parents silly. Walking on eggshells on top of thin ice. And me, I am Godzilla on rollerblades with a blindfold on. That's what it feels like navigating this minefield of communication sometimes. There has to be some kind of history here. This dog was showing me what he was seeing, but I wasn't about to go up to the owner asking, "Excuse me, what happened to you?" A part of me was curious, but another part of me would rather not know. I thanked the dog for the communication, and we left the circle because it's obvious we were not alone. That vision was tapping into our connection to communicate as well. So I called the parent and slowly waded into the deep end of the pool by asking if she felt her dog feeling unwell. The answer was yes, but that was last week. So this isn't it. The feeling I detected was in real time when I connected with the dog. I asked gingerly if she noticed her dog acting strange in her new home. She said her dog has a tendency of barking in the corridor at nobody. I told her the time that I was trying to communicate with the dog, the time frame when I was seeing these images, and it matched the time when her dog was barking. I asked if this strange behavior was also prevalent at home, but she said at home, he was fine. That's a relief, because whatever the dog could see was only loitering outside and did not go inside the house. So I suggested maybe keeping the door closed and maybe even inviting a priest from their church to consecrate the home before moving in officially. Thankfully, the parent was nice about it and didn't think that I was a freak or worse, a money-grubbing scam artist. I swear, sometimes I love my gift, but then sometimes I hate having to be the harbinger of bad news. But something hardcore happened to her a long time ago. So after the session, I felt chills through my body. I think the girl roaming the corridor was trying to connect with me, but I really wasn't in the mood for it. So I went on a mantra chanting solo performance, reciting Our Father. please, please just leave me alone. I really don't want to know. Go and find some other third eye person to talk to. I wasn't built for this kind of mission in life. After I stopped feeling the chills, I texted another member of the Supernatural Confessions group asking if he had ever seen such an entity before. I started describing the vision the dog had shown me, and he said he has. World War II victims. That totally made sense because I was wondering, how does one get their face blown up like that in Singapore? It was a girl, so how did this happen? I'm not sure if she was shot in the face during the war or she took a fall and landed on her face, but it was gruesome. I took a long shower and tried to shake off the vibes that I picked up from her. It's really disturbing, this feeling of unrest. She wasn't particularly malevolent, just aimless and lost, roaming around. I think the dog saw her and was barking to try to warn her not to enter the home because animals do that to protect the family from things both seen and unseen. Nothing we can do about it when it's outside the door anyway. As long as it's not inside our home, just let it be and wish it a safe journey into the light sooner rather than later. Wow. What a vision.
Wow.
So again, right? Dog saving people's life, huh? Right? Dog taking the trouble to warn, you know? And if the spirit had been malevolent, maybe could it have harmed the dog? You know? So it's being a guard dog, lah. Right? So, you know, in the spiritual realm, it's also doing the same job that it's trying to do all the time, right? You know? What do you think, Petrina? Have you ever had a dog show you a sort of unusual vision? Feels like quite a powerful communication, this one. You know?
I'm going to share the Changi story again.
Oh, no. What story? What story?
Okay. Actually, my cousin was staying Changi, one of our house, lah.
Ah.
Okay, I'm not going to say specific relocation. So it's near Changi Hospital.
Okay.
Okay. So there's one time was like, was quite late. I can't remember what time. So because we was playing with a dog kind of thing. Then we go to the back. So I open the back door. See, there's this, the dog was looking at this freaking direction.
Okay.
Was barking.
Ah.
Okay, that time I haven't gifted this animal communicating yet. It's haven't yet.
Okay.
It just look at the direction and it's barking. And I do not know, so maybe she's just barking, you know, like maybe meeting the friend, you know, then they bark, what kind of thing. They just bark, 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 bark. After that, right, then another dog, right, it's a senior dog. He guide me to go inside the house.
Okay.
Yeah, then subsequently, right, then that time I got this gift ready, right? Then I asked what? Yeah, they're protecting me.
Protecting you. But did they show you what they're protecting you from? What was it?
Which is why I don't dare to go for the haunted Changi Mall.
Alamak!
That is a sneaky way to also do a shout-out.
That's a nice segue to Walk with Hantu Changi is still happening. If you have more guts than Petrina Lim, do join us every Saturday without fail, rain or shine. John and I will be at Changi to give you guys the experience of a lifetime, because you know Changi is going to be converted soon into Charmingly Changi and it's going to not be how it is. So grab the chance while you still can. Every Saturday, get in touch with me. My number is 9459-4931. Get bookings right now. In fact, this Saturday is already full. Next Saturday is, you know, building up still nicely. But whole of May seems to be a very popular month. Yay, so get tickets, please. Get in touch with us. And it's according to people who have been for the walk, it's great value for money and great experience. So,
and you, clearly after tonight, you don't have to be scared because dogs will protect you.
Yeah.
So Katrina, you are safe. Of all people, you are safe because the dogs are standing by to protect you already.
Actually, for another one was like, I did mention about the Changi, the bus stop there. So that time was like, they did mention that, Patsy still told me that they also saw something there. I was like thinking, so that time she was barking, I was like, very, very, it's quite the distant. I was like thinking, wow, hey, hello, Sikin, now, why you bark until so like, qi-cham, you know, like very qi-cham, that kind.
Right.
Then I was like, okay. After that, I know, okay.
I think, finish first. You say.
Therefore, I did try to visualize. You say it's a some. It's like a person look very injured lah. Then her bloody. Then the face like swollen. The kind of thing.
Okay. Okay.
And saw Japanese soldier. Japanese soldier.
Okay.
Then I was like, okay, 我不要，我不敢去。
No wonder all the dogs in Changi, all the dogs in Changi are kind of like crazy one, because I mean, you just think about it, right? How many ghosts are they seeing every day, barking like crazy in every direction, right? It's like, ayo, the dogs, for their sanity, they better get out of there. Okay, can I share a dog story? Okay, I totally forgot about this story until this very moment, okay? Because we talk about Changi and then we talk about dogs and barking, right? So this happened to me when I was in Tekong, right? During my BMT, okay? And I was Camp 3, for those of you who remember the old version of Tekong, not the resort version now, okay? And in Camp 3, we have a parade square that's very famous because you are not supposed to cross that parade square holding pork because it used to be the Muslim cemetery. So they say that there are spirits that do not approve of. So if you have, like, let's say you buy a pao from the canteen or that, you cannot bring back to the bunk. That pork must be eaten in the canteen because once you cross, who knows what will happen. So of course, we thought it's just don't want people to eat things, right, in the bunk. But on the second week that we were there, right, one night, it's quite late at night, and there were dogs barking outside. It was really noisy. So everyone was woken up. So they didn't stop. So after a while, we got kepo lah, right? So we snuck out of the bunk and we sort of, you know, went to the corridor. But we didn't dare to stand up and look openly because then, you know, sergeants might see us, right? So we just peeped over the railing. And we saw this. We were from the third floor. We all saw a circle of dogs all sitting in a circle. Okay? Sitting in a circle in the middle of the empty parade square. And they were all facing the middle and they were all barking at the same time. I've never seen that in my life. Just all barking, not barking at each other, just barking at the middle of the circle. Okay? Non-stop. And then what really freaked us out was after a few minutes, the whole freaking circle moved as if the thing they were barking at was crossing the parade square. So all the dogs just moved, maintaining the circle. We all ran inside. We slammed the door. We tried our best to fall asleep. Because I don't want to know what they were barking at. Okay, so that's my proof of dogs protecting us. You know,
speaking of dogs protecting, when I was doing my guard duty as well, in Tekong, the dog will walk beside me. No, sorry, not Tekong, Pasir Laba. Dog will walk right beside me. I would just go my duty from out. Dog will run towards me, walk right beside. I was walking towards a crossroad. He ran up in front of me, went to the crossroad, started barking. And then, like as if he was satisfied and done, he turned around, came back to me, and we continued walking through the place again. So I like to think that I was protected as well.
Or was it anything to do with the beef jerky in your pocket?
No, he went in front to bark. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. So I think we already crossed 11:30 to 11:41 now.
Okay. So many exciting things.
Okay, I hope today has been an eye-opening experience for you guys. This was tough trying to catch up with all the questions. If I did not answer your questions, I'm very, very sorry. We have tried our best.
No worries.
But maybe we might even bring Ariel, who can speak to animals of Ash Go, back next time round.
But
Petrina, thank you very, very much for being here with us today and giving us all this intel.
Insight.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to say something.
Mm.
Okay. There are actually people asking me whether there is this course for animal communication. There is.
For people to learn, right? Or
skills future,
for people
right?
To learn. Yeah, skill future. Yes.
Sorry, cannot skill claim. Cannot claim. Or can.
Skill future can.
Awesome!
Go. That time I saw, but that was some time ago. Okay. Now okay. I don't know. Okay. But there are people who are very advanced, more advanced than me. They talk about chakra, healing, this kind of thing. I haven't reached that stage.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. I haven't reached that stage. I was supposed to go for it, but I'm like contemplating.
Maybe
we encourage you.
You level up, then can talk to therapists after that.
Yeah.
There are people actually, right, that I just saw some of the comments that some of some friends also asked me. So they, especially like some old people, they say that if you can hear animal talk, quite spooky, right? You need to go and see donkey.
So clearly we know now that no lah, don't worry, don't panic. You're not possessed, okay? You're not cursed. You are receiving the same gift that Petrina has received.
You know what I like about this? If you can speak to gods, you're up there, tanky. You can speak to ghosts, you're one level lower. Wow, maybe you might be siao, but you got a third eye. You can speak to animals, you're right below the totem pole, you're siao.
So we must change the perception, okay, guys, right? So it's a gift like any other, you know, and our doggy and catty friends want to communicate, right? They have things to say, right? So I think, you know, Petrina fulfills a very important role in our lives, okay? Yeah.
Hey, John,
I'd like to highlight to some of the who are trying to get hold of me or something like that. There are cases that I communicate with the dogs, right? Sometimes it may not be as accurate. So sometimes I always suggest possible do a video or whatever.
Because
the energy of the house, right?
Yeah.
Portray a very important part. Yes, for animal communicator, right? Some of the things like we kind of like, because I got friends that are animal communicator. So sometimes the dog tell me these things. So I tally. Then we ask the dog again. Yeah, to tally. So if people want to do that, you know, I'll tell my friend, if you want to do that, please go ahead. For me, I just do it as a friend favor for a dog, just for a dog lover.
Not even collecting money, right?
Yeah. I think that's very meaningful. I think the same thing applies, right? Because for those of you who have tried or who have the gift to communicate with spirits and all that, it's never clear. It's not straightforward. You know, they don't just send you an SMS. Even SMSs are not clear. Yeah. Okay, when your friend texts you, you don't know what the hell they mean.
Yeah.
Right? Everything emoji. Okay, yeah. So I don't think communicating is easy. I think it's important to always try to verify, to always do your research, context, history, understand things. Don't be too quick to, you know, panic and read into it, you know, but rather try to find out more. You know, I think that will help in every case.
And John, before we say goodbye, because a lot of people have asked for you to bring the cat onto screen, or for you to bring the camera to the cat.
This is very important. You must know, the cat is not in my control, okay? If the cat appears on screen, it's because the cat bloody wants to appear on screen. Those of you who own cats, you know, all right? You can command me to bring my dog if I had a dog, but you cannot command me to bring my cat. My cat has left the room already, see?
The cat has heard us. He understood. Just like, oh shit, I'm getting out of here.
I think it knows we are talking about it already. It was sleeping there staring at me and now it's don't know where already. So I cannot go and dig the house for the cat right now, but don't worry. All right, I'm sure the cat and Petrina will meet someday.
Sure.
Okay, and then she will know all my secrets.
Oh, I like the way. Okay, so John, you pronounce this name as Frankie. That can be arranged.
Frankie Tat can be arranged.
Yeah. So just now, how Petrina called him, and I realized this is Tat can be arranged.
Oh, that's cute.
B-E-A-R-R-A-N-G, bear range, which is right.
You're bear range, which actually makes sense also.
Yeah.
So, Frankie, please explain your wonderful nickname to
that
us.
Can bear range.
Anyway. I think he means tattoo can be arranged. La. Frankie, are you a tattoo artist trying to secretly sell things? Okay, right. Hey, hello, Donnie Darwin. Do not comment on my pussy.
Anyway, any last words for our audience tonight?
Come, Petrina, what is the last words for us?
For me, there is always a logical and illogical. So, there is always a confirm and not confirm.
That's it. Wow, you made Eugene very sad.
Yeah, because there are some of the things, like I mentioned, you need to be, you got to talk about it medically. Some of things is the energy.
Yeah.
So there are things that are logical and illogical. And there are some things is like, unexplainable, but if we as an animal communicator, we explain up that is illogical and logical,
right?
So sometimes it's good to just open your eyes in a logical and non-logical.
Wow. But you know, you cannot convince me, you confuse me. You cannot confuse me, you con me, is it?
Because there are things that is logical, but it may not be illogical to people. There are things are illogical, but there are people who don't believe.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
John, any parting words?
My last words. I think I have discovered today that pets are as complicated as humans. Mm. And the spirits of pets are as complicated as the spirits of humans. So I think we will carry on with a lot of questions, but I'm very grateful to have some of the answers today. So thank you, Pet. And do not underestimate your pets, okay? Because you know they're talking about you behind your back.
Yeah. So my advice for you guys is be kind to your pets, don't scold your pets, and definitely don't get naked in front of your pets, because you know they're going to gossip about you to their neighbors. All right. Good night, everybody. There is a short featured confession tonight on our YouTube channel, so go check it out. It's about 5 minutes long. Something a little bit old school for this one. Ooh. Okay. We'll see you guys again next week. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Yay.
Bye, everyone.
What did you find? You are listening to Supernatural Confessions.